Kevin Kramer in the batter's box, and the first pitch from Pete Gostad. Kramer laces this down the left field line into the corner. The speedy Kramer digging around first, and he's going to go into second base with a stand-up double. Kevin Kramer gets the fans in the stands excited right away. One pitch and a double for Watkins.
Oh, he jumped all over that first fastball, didn't he? Right down the left field line, and Kevin Kramer had a 1-for-4 with a double in that first game against Howard Lake, so good leadoff hitter.
Yes, he is. So the Clippers got something going here as Lincoln Hogan steps into the batter's box. Lincoln, a right-handed hitter, facing Gostad, and the pitch is strike called, 0-1. We have a pretty strong breeze that's blowing straight in from left field, so anything hit up in the air is going to hang. Kramer laced that line drive down the left field line, so he didn't get much air on that that hit.
Lincoln Hogan 2-for-4 against Howard Lake in her first appearance.
Here's a squibber down the first baseline. Almost works like a sacrifice. It'll push Kramer to third and Lincoln out with the unassisted put out.
Lincoln's going, how the heck did I hit that thing over there? Like a little squib, like a cue shot, wasn't it?
It was, yep. A ball off the cue stick, and now Matt Geislinger into the batter's box. And Don, you think if you hit something up in the air to right or center field, it's going to have a chance? Yeah.
Might want to start it out by that 348 sign out there and right center field, 361 and left center, 305 down the lines, and 375 in center field here in this big park.
So the Clippers threatening here in the first inning. Russ Kultoff keeping me updated from over in Springfield this morning as the Rockies taking on Buckman, and Austin Duffner has connected on a two-run homer, and the Rockies lead Buckman 2-0, top of the first inning. So Colts bring Rockies out in front early against Buckman. There's a strike two call to Matt Geislinger, and 0-2.
Got a challenge going on there, don't they, with the Rockies and Buckman, huh?
They do. They do.
Matt Geislinger 1-for-3 against Howard Lake with a base on balls in the first match here in the state tournament.
Infield in a little bit on Matt, and the pitch inside, a ball in 1-2. Early reports from that Rockies-Buckman game, their starting shortstop, Jordan New, is out of the ball game with food poisoning, and so Alex Geislinger is at shortstop for the Rockies today. Geislinger here, Matt Geislinger, pops this one up to left field, giving chase the Fergus Falls left fielder. He can't come up with it. That's Tostin Mann.
Oh, it wouldn't bring that one back, did it?
It did.
Wow.
Yeah. So, one ball, two strikes, the count. The Hurricanes of Fergus Falls.
They come a long way, didn't they?
They did. They kicked the pitch, too. Matt is outside a ball, just missing as Pete Gostad tried to find that outside corner, ruled the ball in 2-2.
You watch Matt Geislinger. He follows that ball all the way to the catcher's mitt, doesn't he?
He does. 2-2. Geislinger follows it at the plate. The count stays 2-2.
Curveball by Gostad on that one. Kept jammed Matt Geislinger.
Kevin Kramer over at third with one out. Clippers trying to take that early lead. Here's Geislinger whipping it into left field. A solid base hit. Taking it the other way. Big hole on that left side, and he punches it in there.
Matt is a spray hitter all around that park.
He's a good hitter.
He can hit for power. But he likes to put the bat on the ball just like that one. Just took it where it was pitched.
Here comes Brendan Ashton to the plate. And Brendan Ashton, cleanup hitter.
1-for-4 against Howard Lake in their first appearance.
Gets to Brendan, a breaking ball from Gostad, a strike called, an 0-1.
There wasn't a lot of hitting going on in that first game against Howard Lake.
No.
6 hits, probably.
The pitcher's dual there, too, bet.
6-for-27 in that game.
Carter Block on deck for the Clippers. Geislinger is lead at first. The pitch, the breaking ball comes in at Brendan's head, and he backs away from it. And it's a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike.
Yeah, you think the home run was hit the center field in Springfield? The wind was what?
Pitch high to Brendan Ashton, and the count 2-1. Now, I know Austin Duffner's a left-handed hitter, so I wonder how much of a towering shot that was.
Well, they showed a clip this morning on
Aston a swing and a miss at the breaking ball in 2-2.
And the website from Springfield, a view from center field to home plate. You couldn't even see home plate.
450-some feet.
452, I believe it is.
Aston swings and misses, and he's out on another breaking ball. Boy, Pete Gostad kept coming with that breaking ball to Brendan, kept bringing him a breaking ball, and Brendan's out on strike. So two down, Matt Geislinger still at first. There's a run in. Watkins has the early lead, 1-0.
He's Kramer open. Hard to block, right?
Hard to block, takes a pitch in the dirt, and the 1-0.
1-for-3 with a double, and a run scored.
One down, no strikes. Gostad working from the stretch, delivers a pitch low and in the dirt. Nice stop there by catcher Dan Rebering. And the count 2-0 now to block. You know, there's 250 people allowed at each game today. I think we have room for about 100 yet. It's there are fans in the stands, but not as full as we've seen here at other games. The breaking ball missing outside to block in the count 3-0. See, Ross Reller is here. Of course, his son Ty, drafted by the Clippers. There's a strike to block and 3-1. See, Buddy Byers here with Tim Byer. Buddy, of course, going to watch his son and grandson in the next game. Foley plays in the next game, Mike Byer.
And Lake Henry Falls.
Yes, so and Lake Henry this afternoon.
Three games,
and five. Strike call to Carter Block and the count full at 3-2. Boy, this Pete Gostad using that breaking ball a lot. Geislinger goes on 3-2, and Block whips it into right field, a base hit. Matt Geislinger, big turn. He's going to go to third, and boy, that taking off on 3-2, almost like a hit and run there, isn't it?
It was.
Nice piece of hitting by Carter Block. We'll bring left-handed hitter Dan Berg to the plate. Now, Donnie, we've seen Dan Berg pinch hit a couple times, but he's in the actual lineup today, playing in right field for the Clippers. They switched things around a little bit here with their lineup. Gavin Mathias was hitting, but now he's being DH for today, so that gives the Clippers a little bit more of an opportunity. And today, with the wind blowing out, put a left-hand stick in there. Geislinger at third, Block at first. The first pitch to Danny Berg was a strike called, and now inside to Berg and the count 1-1. The Clippers have scored one. They're looking to add more here in the top half of the first inning in Milroy.
Dennis played well with Watkins, hasn't he?
He's a veteran of this team, yeah. Pitch inside to Berg and 2-1. Heath Kramer waiting on deck. Ready on the mound, and the pitch outside, a ball in 3-1. Russ Kaltoff telling me it was a high pop-up to left field. The wind is blowing out to left field, and it carried over the fence. So those parks turn differently. Here's Berg, a ground ball to third. That's bobbled once. The throw to first base, not in time, and the Clippers score another on the air by third baseman Thomas Bozek. Boy, that's a big error.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he thought it was going to come up on him again. He just double clutched again and got that glove on top of it again.
Yeah.
Bounced off the heel of his glove.
And you know in the back of your mind, if you're Fergus Bald, you're thinking, we still got to face Matt Geislinger yet, right?
Absolutely.
We can't keep giving him runs. Here comes Heath Kramer to the plate. So Matt Geislinger scores, pulling in the second Carter Block. And at first base, Dan Berg, safe on the air. Three hits in the inning for the Clippers, two runs, and Gostad's pitch is high for a ball, 1-0.
Looking for his first hit in the state tournament. Yeah, he says he's got a sack bunt.
Runners at first and second, two outs. Going is Block. He had a huge jump, and it goes into left field. That's going to score Carter Block, and the Clippers lead 3-0. What an aggressive move by the Clippers. And an error on the catcher's throw.
That one sailed into, right into left field.
So two errors in the inning. Berg goes to second. And he's in scoring position. 3-0 Watkins. Carson Geislinger waits on deck. Here's Heath Kramer. The 2-0 pitch, and Heath had a foul tip into the mitt of Rebering, and the count to it, 1. 2 balls, 1 strike.
Are you shivering?
No. No, I had a popcorn hull stuck in my throat. 2-1 the count. Curveball, there's strike 2 called from Pete Gostet. You know, I go to these state tournaments, I always got to have popcorn.
It's a breakfast of champions.
It is. Two outs and 2-2 the count, and Heath Kramer fouls it to the backstop, and the count at 2-2 yet. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Lots of baseball today on KASM and over on 105.5 Bob FM. Count that pitch. Kramer taps it up the middle. Fielded there by the shortstop, Shane McGuire, and that's going to roll past his glove and into center field, and Dan Berg will score. And another miscue.
He was trying to barehand that with a runner on third base. Why wouldn't you try to stop that ball?
And
you know, get a glove
knowing,
on it.
Knowing the runner, I mean, Heath is not as fleet of foot as he used to be. And
well, actually, with a runner at second base here, he's charging the ball, and I know he had.
That'll be the third error of the inning. And here's Carson Geislinger at the plate, and the pitch to Carson inside. Ball 1-0.
I think he thought he was Ben Johnson, huh?
Yeah.
He could barehand everything.
So Dan Berg scores on that error. And there's a curveball strike to Carson Geislinger, and 1-1. Geislinger, the eighth man to bat here in the first inning, a 4 spot already for Watkins. Here's a shot into right field, a base hit for Carson Geislinger. Heath Kramer goes to second, and the hitting clinic continues here in the first. That'll bring number 9 hitter Nolan Geislinger to the plate. 4 runs.
Not fooling anybody, is he?
4 hits here in the first. 2 on, 2 out. And Nolan pops this one up. This might be a circus yet. Third baseman calling for it, makes the catch for the out, and that'll end the first. But the Clippers do some serious damage to Fergus Falls, scoring 4 runs on 4 hits. There was 3 errors and 2 men left on base. We played a half an inning, Watkins 4. Fergus Falls coming to bat. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
The Rambo brand reads, we're in the business of making you look good. This message is understood 2 ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen printed products of the Rambo company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Farmers, you work long hours to harvest the food that people around the world rely on every day. Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, was built with you in mind, and we're proud to provide your insurance protection today and tomorrow. That's why we're taking this moment to say a heartfelt thank you for all you do. Trust in farming. Trust in tomorrow. For all your farm insurance needs, see a local Painesville Mutual agent today at 243-7149. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
And we're at 14 minutes now past the hour of 11 o'clock. We're up to 71 degrees and bright sunshine here at the studios in Albany. For more exciting baseball action, we take you back to Milroy. It's Randy Rothstein and Don Heinen.
Thank you, Cy. Yeah, bottom of the first inning, Matt Geislinger will face Alex Hinch, Thomas Bozek, and Kostin Mann.
Okay, we always talked about Matt Geislinger in a close ball game. You give him a run, he usually gets tougher, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
And now you spot him a 4-0 lead here at the top of the first.
Things are going to happen. I think so. I think he's just got to go at these hitters.
You bet. He doesn't have to play around so much. We'll make them be hitters in there right now. They can put the ball in play if they have to. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be hard to do.
Hinch falls it in the batter's box in the count 1-2 to leadoff man. Alex Hinch, a left-handed hitter. He's also their center fielder. 1-2 the count. Matt Geislinger delivers, and oh, he tried to paint the corner there. Just a beautiful pitch. Ruled outside a ball, and 2-2. 2-2 the count. Pitch by Geislinger, strike three called. And the batter, he throws his hands up in the air and says, same pitch. Same pitch.
But he should have probably said that one before that wasn't strike called.
That's right, exactly. So rung up on strikes is Alex Hinch. One out, and that'll bring Thomas Bozick to the plate. Ball on the outside part of the plate, and 1-0 the count to Bozick. Four runs, four hits for Watkins. Those three errors just costly for Fergus Falls. That pitch slips out of Matt's fingertips, and the count 2-0.
That one was just a bit high.
A little bit. Balls, no strikes. Here's a swing and a miss by Bozick, strike one. Foley will take on New Prague after this game, and then Lake Henry gets Jordan. Strike called, and 2-2. On Sundays, they don't have a late game, so there's no game after the Lake Henry-Jordan game today. Pitch strike three called, and Bozick gets caught looking. You may hear some wind in our microphones, and I apologize. We're doing the best that we can to try to turn the right way.
We put our clipboards up in front of us. We can't see the game. So.
That's right. That'll bring Tustin Mann to the plate, and the pitch, a strike called to Mann, 0-1. Big left-handed hitter, the left fielder.
Yeah, we do have a little weather probably coming in from the west sometime this afternoon.
Mann lines at the third. Carson Geislinger makes the catch for the out, and that will end the inning. Nice play by Carson. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on for the Hurricane in the first. After one inning, Watkins 4, Fergus Falls nothing. More baseball in a minute on KAFN.
You know how just the thought of some things just make you cringe? Like walking barefoot across asphalt in August, sitting in the middle seat in an airplane. Or how about changing a diaper blowout in a public restroom when you're out of baby wipes and a spare baby outfit? We also know there's some folks out there that cringe at the mere thought of having to negotiate their way through the car buying process. People want the best deal up front and the most for their trade. We get it. We shop here too. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we've known that for a long time, and that's why we dumped the negotiating process and marked all of our vehicles with our best price a long time ago. Get into a new Chevy Equinox or Trax for up to 22% off MSRP. Plus, save big on the all-new Chevy Trailblazer. Save thousands, plus get Gilliland's exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty with every new Chevrolet all month long. Buying a vehicle is a big deal, and we're here to help make your experience as pleasant and non-cringeworthy as possible. Stop in and say hi, or find your new ride at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
We're now at 18 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock, and again, our temperature reading at 71 degrees. A little breezy here at the studios in Albany. And bright sunshine. More exciting baseball action coming your way from Milroy. It's Randy Rothstein and Don Heinen.
Take us high, top of the second inning. It's almost like we're starting over, top of the order again for the Clippers. Yeah, Kevin Kramer, Lincoln Hogan, Matt Geislinger facing right-hander Pete Gostad.
Fergus is going to have to play a little bit better D than they did the first inning there.
Kramer, a line drive to the second baseman. Making the catch for the out is Jake Anderson. Boy, Kramer hit that right on the nose.
Yes, he did.
You notice Gostad, Don? He's pitching out at the stretch.
Is he? Okay, I didn't notice that the first inning. Did he start out?
He did start out of the windup,
yeah.
At the plate, Lincoln Hogan. Lincoln squibbed it to first base in his first at bat. The pitch high to Lincoln and the count 1-0.
Something isn't feeling comfortable with the way it looks right now.
Exactly. Maybe just a little bit more control out of the stretch. Pitch low for a ball and 2-0. Four runs, four hits for the Clippers. Gostad's breaking ball. There's a strike called and 2-1.
That was a good curveball.
Two balls, one strike. Milroy Baseball Field. I'll have Don give you the dimensions here shortly. As the pitch is the rule, the ball in 3-1.
305 down the line, 361 left center, 348 right center, 375 in straight center field with about a 15-foot batter's eye above the fence yet, so good backdrop.
The 3-1 to Hogan, low ball four. And that'll bring Matt Geislinger to the plate. Matt had a base hit in his first at-bat and RBI single. Brendan Ashton waits on deck. We continue to have that strong breeze blowing in from left. Curveball, top bat, or back to the mound. To second for one, the relay not in time as the shortstop, McGuire, whiffed on it. The ball fell out of his hand after...
He missed it on the relay back to his other hand and he's going to interchange.
So 1-6 on the force.
I think he has a double play if he kills it correctly.
I agree. Yeah. Brendan Ashton to the plate. Two outs. Geislinger now the base runner at first. And the pitch from Pete Gostad is low for a ball. 1-0. 1-0 the count. That pitch high and tight to Brendan Ashton and 2-0. That's the second time he's come high and tight.
Yeah,
in the first at bat, he was up there by his head. Two balls, no strikes. Curveball, a beauty there by Gostad and 2-1. Another curveball that Brendan Ashton just foul tips it, and 2-2. Carter Block waiting on deck. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you, Milroy today as we bring you state tournament baseball. Watkins and Fergus Falls, the 2-2 pitch. Ashton will foul it back. Count stays 2-2.
Get the on deck hitter a little workout here. Feeling ground balls, isn't they?
Yep. 2-2 the count. Pitch and a swing and a miss at the curveball. The tag by catcher Revering on Brendan Ashton, and that'll end the Clipper second. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. 1.5 innings, Watkins 4, Fergus Falls nothing. We're back in a minute.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. We at Erkins Water are doing all we can to protect our employees and our customers while helping to prevent the spread of COVID. We are open to help you get that water as soft, clean, and odor-free as you want it to be. Call Erkins Water and let us help. We are seeing more arsenic, tannins, and organically bound iron in waters today. We have the equipment to clean them up. We now have iron filters that use less water to regenerate and still require no maintenance. All of our water softeners and filtering equipment regenerate on water usage, not days. And all of our systems include installation, sales tax, and a free fill of salt. Are you drinking enough water today? Are you concerned about the quality and taste of your water? Are you buying bottled water? Call and ask about our highly efficient reverse osmosis systems that make your water safer and taste better. These new systems do not waste near the water as in the past. Let us get your water as clean, soft, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water of Cold Spring.
Good morning to you. We're coming up on 25 minutes now past the hour of 11 o'clock. We have a temperature reading 71 degrees from the Community Technology Weather Center station here at Albany. Those winds blowing up pretty good right now out of the south at about 15 miles per hour, gusting to up over 24 miles per hour. So with that, we take you to Milroy once again. More exciting baseball action with Randy and Don.
Thank you, Ty. Bottom of the second inning. And first pitch to the cleanup hitter, Darren Stanislavski, is bowled to the backstop and 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Here it's 4-0, Watkins with the lead. The other Central Valley League team playing today, the Cold Spring Rockies. They're leading 2-0 over Buckman. Pitch a little bit low for a ball and 2-1. Russ Kaltop has made a suggestion that the Chasm team should swing and a miss by Stanislavski in 2-2. Between games today, we should go to Milroy Irish Yard. It's a baseball field in the middle of a cornfield. Okay. Russ, so we'll do that. We'll put it on your tab. As long as we're down here, who knows? Pitch in the dirt, and the count 3-2 now to Stanislavski. Boy, standing next to Lincoln Hogan, Stanislavski is probably that 8 inches taller than him. He's a big guy.
Yeah,
oh,
tall.
Man.
You want for a first baseman, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. Lincoln Hogan, I think, took that pitch in the dirt up by his mask. So they're giving Lincoln a little time to recover from that. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And Stanislavski's out on strike. Matt Geislinger gets his third strikeout of the day. That'll bring Sean McGuire to the plate.
Yeah, we drove home one night, and somebody told me about that field, and we had no idea where to look for that, did we? We did catch it off into the side in the distance, and we were wondering, why is there a baseball field way out here?
In the middle of a cornfield.
Yeah.
Great to go see. McGuire takes a called strike at 0-1. There's a swing and a miss by Sean McGuire, the shortstop, and 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Pete Gostad, the pitcher, on deck. And here's a ground ball to second. Fielded cleanly by Carter Block. Over to first, 4-3 in the footout.
So there is another Milroy team, too, is there?
There is.
And I would imagine that's probably where they play. Got the Yankees here, Milroy Yankees. I think it's Milroy Irish.
To the plate, Pete Gostad. And Geislinger ready, his pitch to Gostad, a swing and a miss, strike one. Four runs, four hits for the Watkins Clippers, no runs, no hits, three errors for Purgis Falls, the Hurricanes. Swing and a miss by Gostad, strike two. Boy, Matt seems to be working his magic here today again, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He and Lincoln Hogan. Time called by Gostad.
Matt's not going to give up the rubber here either. He's not going to back off. He's just going to come back down and get a sign and go right back to it.
Shakes off Hogan once, and the left-hander comes home. A little bit in the dirt, and the count, one ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. Is getting a little bit darker to the west. We can see the change in sky color. As the 1-2 pitch, and Gostad a fly ball to right field. Danny Berg back a ways and makes the catch for the out. That'll end the second for Fergus Falls. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 2 in our books, Watkins 4. And Fergus Falls nothing. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams. If you're craving some really good food, then hop on over to Queen Bee's Barn Grill in Painesville. The Broasted Chicken 8-Piece Family Pack has become so popular for families on the go. It's 8 pieces of broasted chicken, potatoes, and coleslaw for only $18.99. Queen Bee's can make your favorite homemade pizza or buns for the party you're hosting, and they'll have it ready to go when you arrive curbside or inside. For special events and catering, contact Doris, Jen, or Tricia at Queen Bee's Barn Grill in Painesville. Phone 243-3975. That's 243-3975.
Good morning to you. 71 degrees, our temperature here in Albany. As we take you back to Milroy, more exciting baseball action. Class C, it's Randy and Don.
Thank you, Cy. We're enjoying our morning down in Milroy, Minnesota. This is our fourth road trip. We've gone last Saturday, Sunday, yesterday, and then today again. Four times to Milroy. We've seen the same cornfields blown down. We've traveled mostly the same roads.
I don't know if it was the same skunk we've seen dead on the road here.
Don's got a flat tire off of one trip, and knock on wood, we'll come home today with nothing else, right?
There you go.
Carter Block leads it off for the Clippers here in the first inning, and he fouls the pitch off his foot, and the count 0-1. Thank you for joining us today here on KASM. I know all the baseball fans across central Minnesota. I got to say hi to Mr. Roush, former St. Martin player and manager. He sent me a card this week and thanked us for all the broadcasting. So
Maddie sent you a card.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. No, he referred to you and Kirby and everybody, and he said we certainly enjoy the game.
Enjoyable guy, Matt Roush. He's fun to talk baseball with.
Oh, so fun. Fouled back and out of play by Block in the count 0-2. And, of course, we've had other cards sent in by listeners. So we're reaching out to a lot of people. I know the Geislingers families are listening over in the Watkins area today. So hello. Pitch inside and the count 1-2. I know Carson Geislinger's grandpa and grandma listening to us over the Dunays. They're listening over in the Watkins area today. Curveball, Block beats it up the middle. Play on the ball behind second, and the throw to first is high by shortstop Sean McGuire, and that's going to be his second error of the day.
Well, tough go over that shortstop today over there. Picked it up cleanly, just airballed it over to first base. So
fourth error.
I think the wind had a little help with that. I don't think
No, that just sailed on him.
Yes, it did.
Austin Duffner has just connected on another two-run home run. This one to right field. Alex Geislinger has hit a solo home run. And the Rockies lead the Billy Goats 6-0.
Wow.
6-0. The Rockies using a little long ball today. At the plate, Dan Berg with a runner on second, nobody out. Watkins leading 4-0 here in Milroy. And the pitch high to Berg, the count 2-0.
No park too big to hold them today, is there?
I guess not, no. If you keep it out of center field, you're okay in Springfield. Pitch to Berg on the outside corner, and now 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Carter Block leads from second. And Berg a little bit behind on that fastball in 2-2. Sky's mostly cloudy now here in Milroy. Ready on the mound. Gostad, his pitch outside, and the count 3-2.
Gotta say hi to Kenny and Shirley back in Paisville. They listen to just about all of our broadcasts. Kenny just likes baseball. Shirley loves baseball, and they enjoy it.
Berg takes it to left field, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. Block had to hold up a little bit to see if that was going to get caught or not. But Danny Berg drops a single. Block over the third. First and third, nobody out for the Clippers here in the third inning. I know Fergus Falls came with a pretty small roster today. They did not have a lot of players here at game time, one draftee.
Wow.
And so when it comes to pitching changes, I don't see anybody throwing yet in the bullpen.
Not yet, no.
Heath Kramer to the plate. Throw to first, and quickly back is Dan Berg. Pete Gostad on the mound. And the pitch to Heath Kramer, a swing and a miss at that nasty curveball, and 0-1 to Heath.
My brother David, he listens a lot to us, too, back in St. Martin. Him and Dave, Bonnie, they like to listen to KASM, so they enjoy listening to the baseball also.
Ready on the mound, Gostad, curveball. That's inside. It gets away from the catcher, and Dan Berg will go to second. Now the Clippers with runners at second and third, and nobody out.
And one of the draftees warming up now for First Falls.
One ball, one strike to Kramer. Gostad ready, comes home. Ball will tip into the mitt, revering the catcher in one and two. Infield, in on the grass, trying to cut these runs off. One ball, two strikes, the count to Heath. And Heath, a ground ball to short. Fielded cleanly there by McGuire, and he throws it flawlessly across the diamond, and one out. Well, it's been an experience for their infield. Their infield has got some errors today already.
There's four errors on the board already, and two by the shortstop, so he's playing on the grass. Actually, it was a good play by him. Check the runners back.
And bring Carson Geislinger to the plate. Carson one for one today. And the first pitch, a strike call to Carson. And a 1-1.
Fergus Falls donning the white uniforms with the red lettering, red hats, red leggings.
Block at third. Dan Berg at second. And the breaking ball to Carson Geislinger, a strike called. And now 0-2. The ball's two strikes.
Watkins, navy blue undershirts. They got the pinstripes with the navy blue lettering.
0-2. Here's Gostad's pitch. And a curveball on the outside corner. Strike three called, and Carson gets caught looking.
One come around to play, I think, on that.
Yeah, it did. Now the infield's going to back up. Nolan Geislinger to the plate. Nolan 0-for-1 today, popped it up to the third baseman. We've seen this young man come up big, though, in certain situations.
He has. And time and time again, hasn't he?
He has. We'll see if he can punch a single in for Watkins. Pitch a strike call to Nolan Geislinger in 0-1. The center fielder, really, they're playing Nolan to pull. And we've seen Nolan slap it the other way many times here in regions and state tournaments. Right on the inside corner again, and 0-2 to Nolan Geislinger.
That's not really the one he wants today, is it?
No.
Keeps him inside tight.
Keeping him jammed. Two on, two out. Pitch. That's really inside. And
thing, yes.
A ball in 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Gostad ready. And the pitch right there, strike three called, and Nolan gets caught looking, and that'll end the Clippers' threat in the third. They come up empty. No runs, one hit, one error, and two left on base. 2.5 innings. It's Watkins 4, and Fergus Falls nothing. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Spark a conversation today to prevent a fire tomorrow. The staff at Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, don't want to see your dreams go up in smoke. So we encourage you to talk fire safety during Fire Prevention Week. Discuss escape plans with your family and test your smoke detectors to prevent a tragedy tomorrow. You can also be prepared with insurance from Painesville Mutual. Contact an agent today at 243-7149. Plan for your future. Trust in tomorrow. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
And we're at 21 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 71 degrees, bright sunshine, just a beautiful day. Boy, Randy, it's got to be a nice day at the park. We take you back to Milroy with Randy and Don.
Hi, every day you can spend at the park is a nice day. That's my thought and my belief, too, that baseball is of the purest form of entertainment. It is awesome. Bottom of the third inning, and Matt Geislinger facing the bottom part of this Fergus Falls lineup and lofting it foul and out of play is second baseman Jake Anderson. Anderson at the plate with the count of 0-2. Ball, two strikes. Geislinger ready. His pitch a little bit outside in the count. One ball, two strikes.
A little sidearm with that one, didn't Matt? He come from the side and like a slider to the outside corner on this lefty.
A 1-2. Just a little bit outside again. And 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Geislinger ready. That pitch. High and outside, and 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. 4-0 Watkins here in the third. And strike three called.
He knew it.
Anderson gets caught looking.
Good pitch by Matt. Guys, like a good fastball right down the tubes, and they throws him.
Strikeout number four. We'll bring Dan Revering to the plate. Dan, the number eight hitter. Revering, the catcher, and pretty big guy, like he's built. And Matt's pitch a little bit low for a ball, 1-0. On deck, number nine hitter, Jake Heideman. Here's Revering, a big swing and a miss, and one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Revering another. Boy, he's got a long swing, doesn't he, Don? He's never going to catch up to that fastball.
Matt, right here, I'd throw him the same pitch again, wouldn't you?
Right, yeah. One ball, two strikes. He has to take such a long swing at Geislinger's fastball. The 1-2 pitch, and he pulls it back and out of play.
He got a little nicer pitch, Matt, did on that one.
Yeah.
I like what Matt's doing. He's challenging these hitters. He's got that 4-0 lead. He says, come on, get me if you want me.
One ball, two strikes. Geislinger ready, and his pitch. Revering will pull this one back and out of play. And the count at 1-2 yet. Four runs, six hits, no errors for the Clippers. No runs, no hits, four errors for the Fergus Falls Hurricane as Revering takes the off speed, and I don't know what Matt brought
that,
there, but
yeah.
He looped it over Nolan Geislinger's head into left center field, a base hit.
Matt looked around, he goes, I hung that one right over the middle.
Yeah, he took something off of it, too. And Jack Heideman to the plate, the number nine hitter. He's the right fielder. Geislinger working out of the stretch for the first time today. And his pitch, too. Heideman a little bit high in the strike zone. And 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Thanks to all you Watkins fans for joining us today on KASM Radio. We love our listeners over in the Watkins area, and I know there's a lot of them. Two balls, no strikes to count. Revering gets the lead at first with one out. Heideman takes high for a ball, and now 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Geislinger delivers, and a strike called, and 3-1. 3-1 the count. Now Heideman stepping out of the box. He's back into the box. Geislinger delivers a swing and a miss by Heideman. Strike two. 3-2. Looks like taco in the bag seems to be the preference choice this morning from the concession stand as people coming back with lots of taco in the bag. Of course, getting to be that lunchtime as Heideman fouls it back and out of play and the count full at 3-2.
Yeah, the wind's wrong too today, isn't it?
Yeah.
We don't get all that fresh aroma from the burgers and the
else are cooking up back there? They're getting it uptown in Melroy.
Yeah, they are.
Here's Heidemann, another foul back and out of play. The ball shaker's getting a workout.
Tree stopped that one before it rolled a little further.
Leadoff man, Alex Hinch on deck. Geislinger from the stretch. The pitch. Another foul. That goes right over the on-deck batter's head. Oh, Hinch had a duck out of the way as that came scorching by him.
I tell you, that's about 3 feet further. That goes right into that sports deck.
It does. Yeah.
At the right level.
Three balls, two strikes. Revering on it first. Takes his lead. And the pitch. Blown inside. Ball four. So Matt, after getting a leadoff strikeout, went full count to Revering, and he got a base hit. And now he went full count to Heidemann, and he walks. And Matt's throwing some extra pitches here in the third.
Working out of that stretch here now. Last two hitters.
It'll bring leadoff hitter Alex Hinch to the plate. Watkins leading 4-0 here in the bottom of the third inning, taking on Fergus Falls today. And Hinch shows bunt, takes the strike called, and 0-1.
I think at this point, down 4-0, you really don't need to sacrifice with one out here with runners in first and second.
I know you got to pick away, but... And Hinch, kind of an excuse me, I better swing now or it's too late to swing. And 0-2.
That's what he did about halfway through. He goes, oh, no.
No outs, two strikes.
Choked up on that bat about it, Hinch.
Geislinger looks back to second, and the pitch comes outside, and the count, 1-2. 1-2. Runners at first and second and one out. And a breaking ball that Hinch swings and misses at. He's out on strike. He went high in the strike zone there.
Set up by the eyes a little bit and swung after it. Couldn't catch up to it.
It'll bring Thomas Bosak to the plate with two outs. Revering on second. For at first, it's Heidemann, and the pitch to Bosak is low for a ball, 1-0. Four nothing our score here. The Cold Spring Rockies were leading Buckman 6-0 over in Springfield. Pitch to Bosak. This is fouled back and out of play. The wind will take care of that and really push it foul.
Right by the food tent to come down.
Over the first base dugout. And like Don said, by the food tent. And the count, 1-1. Bosak 0-1 today. Strikeout victim back in the first. Baseball today on KASM. Randy and Don with you. Cy Funnenstein producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. Swing and a miss at the breaking ball by Bosak. And the count, 1-2.
I don't know what that was, but it didn't do much in the seams. It didn't move much at all.
No, it kind of danced up to the
like
plate.
A fork ball to me.
Yeah. 1-2 the count. Another pitch almost identical to it, but it misses even further outside in 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Geislinger ready. And the pitch. Line drive caught by Matt. Matt went down to his haunches there and caught that line drive as it was coming back to him, and that'll end the third for Fergus Falls. No runs, a hit, no errors, two left on base. Three in our books. It's Watkins 4. Fergus Falls, nothing. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has served Central Minnesota customers for years and would like to help improve your home's indoor air quality. As an authorized Pro Partner Rheem dealer, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of high-efficiency heat pumps, furnaces, and air conditioners.
partnered with the Remy Halo Whole Home Induct Air Purifier, it is award-winning and the next generation of indoor air quality technology capable of purifying every cubic inch of air that your central air conditioning system reaches. Designed to eliminate sick building syndrome risks by reducing odors and air pollutants, the Remy Halo Whole Home Induct Purifier is the best solution for whole house and building air purification. Visit Gilt Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning at www.giltplumbing.com to learn more about the Remy Halo Air Purifier.